I'm Alan Watts, and I'm filling in for Charles Giuliani today. You've heard me on and off over the last couple of weeks, filling in for different people. And I do this on other radio broadcasters as well, other shows, other networks. I'd like to talk a little bit today about a show I did last night, late at night. It finished at midnight, in fact, Eastern Standard Time. And I perceived that the host, I think a younger fellow, still didn't quite catch on that to the fact that the politicians, with their acting, really were not in charge. And so I was filling him in on different bits of history to try and show him the bigger picture of this big matrix we live in. And that's exactly what it is. It's a matrix where nothing goes by chance in the system, nothing on a big scale. Everything in the system takes many years of planning, and we are, in fact, under a form of total control. A total control which has been written about copiously over many, many years. In fact, going back into the 1800s especially, by authorized authors, that's why they're called authors. They're authorized, as all authors used to be, by the crown, by those in charge, to write a particular version, a spin on what has happened in the past in history, and also as to where it's to go in the future. The trick of the authors was always to reinforce the mythology, the big myth that we just evolve day by day, and that those in charge just have sudden meetings and deal with crises as they happen. That was the trick of convincing the public of the big lie, because in reality, huge think tanks, specialized think tanks, plan the future. Each part has a specialization to do with part of society and sociology, even in the culture creation industry, which is very important to this. And they market their plans into each generation, which adopts them, which adopts all of these plans, thinking that we're just evolving day by day, never suspecting that the major events in your lifetime, including the wars, are actually planned before you're born, generally. Long-term goals, long-term plans. Those who have worked amongst bureaucrats on higher levels, even in the federal governments, are the first to tell you and admit that nothing moves swiftly inside government or the bureaucracies. They have meetings upon meetings about singular items, and then they redraft them, and it goes back for more meetings and for each little part of an agenda. And that takes a long, long time. So when you see something happening on a world scale where you have governments all working together, and that's the key, implementing the same big agenda at the same time, you know there's been cooperation, and it's been going on long before you were born. I'll be back in a few moments.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
You can look into my own website. It's called cuttingthroughthematrix.com. You'll also find me at alanwattsentientsentinel.eu, where those who speak other languages, the European languages, can download the transcripts of my talks for free. I am not in this area of work because I particularly enjoy it, and I'm not in this area of work because it makes money. I am not in the game of making money as for a business, in fact. The way I look at the world is rather different from most people, including many of the listeners, I'm sure. I can trace the root of money, not just as being the root of all evil, but it literally is the roots of all the system that's brought this world into play, the world that we know of commerce and armies and taxation and produce and consume. It's a world that's created into an inhumane world of winners and losers, as we like to call them, especially in the West. We have lost our humanity through the greed and the corruption that comes with a moneyed system. The moneyed system works on basic fears which were understood and observed by high priests in ancient times. long before history has been given to the public, or this history of civilization, as I like to call it, long before Sumer. In fact, Sumer did not create it. It simply reinstalled a system that had existed before under the Hurrians, who ran the ancient, most ancient world of commerce and business, a system where they weighed the money out, primarily silver and then gold. They weighed it out because money and coinage didn't come into existence until around 800 BC. Those who controlled the money, a substitute for real wealth, eventually decided how much that money would be worth. In other words, they took over ancient economies. They got countries into debt. I write about this in my third book, which you can find on my website. They actually gave money to kings and cultures, mostly tribal cultures in ancient times, and started off the debt racket. They then would come in when bankruptcy was declared and install their own advisors. We still have the same today because the Federal Reserve and the Bank of Canada, in fact, consist basically of advisors put there by the money lenders themselves. This happened to all the ancient countries except Sparta. Sparta went to war for over a century against these bankers and eventually lost, because as you fight the system, you become like the system. You become your enemy, in fact, and corruption sets in. Money runs through fear. It creates fear, fear of poverty, loneliness, ill health, and no treatment. We see this especially in the medical systems of today in the West, where once your insurance runs out, you're handed off to the charitable institutions, where you're given palliative care until you die, or else you're tossed out on the street. And we say this is progress. We call it progress towards a higher society, a higher civilization, yet we never ask, what is the definition of progress? Whose definition is it, in fact? It's a very inhumane system, which is getting worse. Since about World War II, the notches were stepped up a few from what it had been before with the family unit, even though that system itself was put in place by the same controllers' families. The same culture was given to us then to keep the family unit together when they had to breed people for factories. They wanted you to take care of your children who would grow up and go into those factories and go into the militaries, which would be sent abroad to conquer other parts of the world. With the global agenda, we come to the end of this long, long history of takeovers, because that's what wars are. They're takeovers of other nations. You have corporate takeovers through business, the legal system, and you also have war, which is a continuation of business under a different guise. All historians know this, at least the better ones. At the global agenda, the whole world is to be transformed into a more efficient system. The family unit is now defunct, according to the elites. It serves no purpose. And they won't need massive populations working in factories, including China, because the populations of the world are to be reduced drastically. This is not a wish that they have. It's a goal that they have, and we better get that very clear in our minds. We're not dealing with wish fulfillers here. These guys make goals and make it happen. And they are so confident today they can pull it off step by step, because they have very advanced sciences and have had people working on the most horrible types of diseases and weaponry you can imagine. In fact, you can't imagine just how far ahead they really are. They're so confident today that they've planned the next million years, according to Charles Galton Darwin, the grandson of Charles Darwin, who wrote a book in the 1950s called The Next Million Years, on behalf of this world elite, where he talks about the need to cull off all the useless eaters, because there would be no factories for them to work in. They wouldn't keep people alive just for the sake of keeping you alive. you would have to have a purpose to fulfill in this new world order. In fact, he said, you wouldn't be allowed to be born unless they had a role for you to fill. That's the planned system. We started off with the planned family, family planning, which actually meant abortion. And we just went on from there to global planning, which means global genocide. Terrible thing to contemplate, but I think we better do it very quickly, since the elite have contemplated this very thing for a couple of centuries and written about it. We've watched the hype of scientists training us, you know, the expert class on television over the years in association with the fictional movies like Outbreak, all to terrify us and condition us through programming of the inevitability of coming plagues. And every scientist who comes on from these institutes on bacteriology or virology today tells the same thing. Oh, it's just around the corner. It's inevitable, they say. How strange that all the predictions tie in with plans which they published a long time ago. Vast population reductions for this utopia of the elite, where there will be no individual thinkers left to cause them any problems. Every one of the great philosophers in recent times at major universities like Toynbee, who trained Rhodes Scholars, talked about this agenda. They're all elitists. They believe truly in their plans. They believed in their right to dictate the course of the world and everyone in it. And they wrote copiously about it. You can get Toynbee's volumes on history right up to the present. And I think it was about 15 volumes set, in fact, where he talks about these agendas and the necessity of bringing down the world's populations, because in a post-industrial society and a post-technological society, they wouldn't need all the useless eaters anymore. They would just be consumers, and that's bad for the earth. They would take away the resources which the elite's families would need for their coming generations to survive for the next few thousand years. Very arrogant, very open, and the reason they get away with this in these kinds of statements and publications is because the public go into disbelief. We cannot believe that human beings could do these kind of things, plan these kind of things, and actually implement them, pull them off. The reason we can't is because the average person can understand a little lie or a little deception, but they could never imagine planning wars or genocides to fulfill some big agenda. It's not in our psyche because we're not psychopaths, you see. What is interesting, though, is that even the psychopath on the street level, who's very streetwise, has no problem understanding the elite. The only problem the psychopath at that level has is that he's not born into the families with power to implement these agendas. That's the difference. So he generally is recruited on a lower level into one of the new classes of professions, like being a torturer for the government. One of those types of classes, or given a machine gun and told he's in special forces, go off and kill these people. That's where they get the recruits from at the bottom. And unfortunately today, we have lots of them in every country. The Holy Loch in Scotland, this big lake where the nuclear submarines go into from the United States, all through the Cold War, and no doubt still today, did a documentary special with the BBC. They showed you the two people who would always turn the keys to start off the fail-safe mechanisms for setting loose the atomic warfare weaponry. The interviewer asked the commandant of the base, the station commander, how they picked these guys, and how could they be sure they'd actually go through with it when it was a real thing? And the commander said, oh, he said, it's they're predictable. He says, they're psychopaths. And he named the tests that were given by the military to pick them for their particular positions. That's a scary thought. A scary thought that the military use tests to seek out the psychopaths for special jobs. Jobs which would perhaps break a normal person with a normal conscience. But they seek out those who have no conscience, because a psychopath will only please his master and do whatever he's told by someone with more power than himself. That's all he respects, is power, you see. That's the history of psychopathy. With the elite themselves and all of the helpers of the elite, including those that you'll see in the visible spectrum to the public eye, they're also psychopaths who respect those above them with more power. Back in a few minutes after these messages. What it's done to me, lose the love I knew, safely leave it
through. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
I'm Alan Watt, filling in for Charles Giuliani. You'll find me at Cutting Through the Matrix. There's a lot of material there which you can download for free for those who want to buy the books and the DVDs and the MP3s I have for sale, please go ahead. I need the money to keep going. I hate even having to say that, in fact, because I don't like money personally. I think we need a different way altogether, but certainly not the way of the elites, because they plan to do away with money in the long term and give us credits from the government, credits which you cannot save up, but will have to use, and credits which will also be withheld for social disapproval if you go against the system. This has been written about by some of the big boys, the big players, the top think tanks long ago. I'm talking about different parts of this matrix we live in, the world that we think is normal simply because we're born into it and everything exists in its present form, a world where our parents didn't know enough to warn us about the tricks and the con games that go on. Therefore, the teachers, the state, as they said they would, has taken over the role of the parents, and the parents' input is of very little value today to the children. They're taught not to listen to parents. We also have all the sciences working against us, a world of experts, you see, as Bertrand Russell said they would bring in. He actually quipped in one of his offhand remarks that the time would come when a woman would be unable to change a diaper on her own child without the advice of an expert. And you know, it's happened. It's actually happened. It's also happened that most people today can't even cook for themselves in the cities. They don't know how. They need experts to tell them, or books put out by experts. Something as basic to survival as that they can't do. Experts guide our lives. They tell us what to think and what to wear and what our opinion should be. And we never question them. We never question their motives either. Psychiatry has been one of the greatest tools, beginning in the 20th century, to manipulate whole populations into what's now a new normal. Freud started this off, basically. He was paid to do so, fronted to do so, made famous like all famous stars are. Just like Darwin was made famous. No one had heard of Darwin. The media made him a superstar before his book was even published. That's how you create stars. Same happened with Freud. And psychiatrists, including psychoanalysts, have painted the picture of a normal personality, which is never terribly sad and never terribly angry or never too excited. And then they use words like infantile or neurotic to denounce certain traits or types of personalities that don't conform with the conventional pattern of a normal individual. When you think of this kind of influence, isn't this in a way more dangerous than the older, honest form of name-calling? Because that's all it is. It's name-calling. Then, of course, then when you were called a name, the individual knew at least there was some person or some doctrine which criticized him, and he could fight back, but you can't fight back against science, you see. It's science. So how can you have a world of billions of people, and yet we're all supposed to conform to one personality type? This is what we're taught by science, what is normal. We saw the same thing with the McKinsey report. McKinsey was put up there again as a superstar. And he wasn't the first one to be put up, because in pre-Nazi Germany, during the Roaring Twenties, there was a German put up in front there to do the same thing, to bring sex to the fore. He even had a museum of sexual perversions, this particular guy, to try and standardize all of this as being normal for everyone, and to make people think, if you're not into this, there's something wrong with you. Well, eventually, they were all kicked out of Germany, and a lot of them went to the U.S., in fact. And then they came up with Kinsey, the same darn thing, in the United States, well-financed by the big foundations, the Rockefellers and the rest of them. And his job was to make everyone on the planet, especially women, think that if they weren't going around with 1,000 guys per year doing all kinds of weird and odd things, there must be something wrong with them. The idea being to destroy, once again, the family unit and tradition. tradition had to be completely destroyed to bring in the new, according to the master builders at the top. And they did this very well with unlimited financing and with unlimited media attention constantly spouting this nonsense. And it isn't until years later, once they'd changed all the system, and remembering his books were used in courts of law, judges would refer to his books in special cases and use that as a ground of law. We find out later it was all bogus. He hired prostitutes to do all his studies on anything but the average individual. Back after these messages.
Is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt, filling in for Charles Giuliani. Look into my site, Cutting Through the Matrix, on much, much more of these topics, going into more depth, in fact, to do with how culture is used, altered, made to be fluid, in fact, and reshaped into new directions. Plato, the philosopher of ancient times, a member of the ancient societies, the secret societies of his day, of the aristocracy, talked about culture creation in great detail, and how that even in his time, no culture and no cultural change was allowed to come from the grassroots. It all had to be come down from the top down, be authorized. Anything from the grassroots that wasn't in the plan of the elite could have disastrous consequences, because it would have ripple effects which were unforeseen. That's why, even during the Cold War, and I wondered about this when I was young, I knew that the communists had implemented a Department of Culture. And I thought, why would you do that? Why would you have a department, a governmental Department of Culture, if you, the people, were the culture? Then when I looked into Britain and all the other European countries, and Canada even, they all had the same things, departments of culture. Why would you fund departments of culture? And then when you look into what they actually do, you find the biggest authors that write about the quaint little stories of your past or your peoples and so on are all paid by the Department of Culture to give a specific, generally false idea of the remote or recent past. They also dish out the grants to the so-called budding artists, you know, the ones who make odd things out of metal that look very ugly, and they call it some particular name, and an art museum or some public works place will put outside a building. That's what they fund, the nihilistic programs, nihilism being essential when you want to break the ties with the past or normalcy of any kind. It puts you into a fluid state, a psychic state, and this is part of the techniques of mind control through rapid change. We've now got evidence from declassified documentation from London and the U.S., Washington, D.C., and the Pentagon, that they were heavily involved with the departments of culture creation for every country. And they funded all of the what we thought were left-wing groups. The idea being, if they made left-wing groups which were more radical than any left-wing group, then they would lead all the left-wingers. And that's how simple it was. They did this. And they funded these artists. They also funded a lot of the music industry as well, which gave you, especially during the 1980s, that nihilistic lost boy type image with the wailing sounds. It was meant to create a depressing sort of ambience for a depressed era where there was no hope. Generation X, they called them. These are the ones that wouldn't have work or steady work in their lifetime. They were written off. X. That's why they were called X, you see. Nothing in this world is as is presented to us. According to the elite who call us all the profane, those in the darkness, that's why their symbol is Moloch, the big owl, you see. An owl sees in the dark. We don't. We take the world as it's been presented to us from birth. We don't question. In fact, we're not given any clues as to why we should even question. Who would suspect getting born into this world that everything around you was one big lie? But that's how it is, you see. That's the tragedy of the existence we live through. It's also the Matrix. The movie was modeled after this, these very topics which I'm talking about right now. The Matrix was a computerized system, a system where everything that happened to the characters involved already had programmed events built into them. Every possible maneuver you could make was pre-thought, like a great chessboard. The only difference is with us, the profane, you see, you don't even know you're on the chessboard. You don't even know there's a game being planned and that it's actually played and you're on it, you're in it, and you're a pawn. Those who ask for truth and phone me up will be very sincere, but I'll tell them off the bat, do you really want the truth? Because you cannot just open Pandora's box and close it again. Once that light's hit you, you will never be the same again. Your opinions, your ideas, your ideals will be drastically forever altered, and you will never be able to go back to sleep in the same way. Opening Pandora's box means you will have to act in your life. You will have to do things in your life. If you don't, the knowledge would turn against you and actually destroy you. Many people, young people, who are very bright, the ones who have escaped the side effects of their inoculations, which are meant to dumb them down, will turn to drink or drugs. The real thinkers will see too much, but there's no one to fill in all the blanks for them and explain it to them. So they start blaming themselves as to why they cannot get on in this society. In fact, they don't really want to get on in this society. They don't want to become a good, successful killer-type person and climb over others to get to the top. And so they turn inward on themselves with the knowledge they have and try to self-destruct. So I always tell the young ones, if you want, I'll teach you how to get out of this. I'll teach you how to become constructive with your thoughts and how to become active with your thoughts and your way of living and how to teach other people, because we're at a critical time now. This is the last generation who'll be able to talk and say and convey and pass on the wisdom that's been passed on right now. The ones coming up will have had the biggest doses of inoculations than any generation before, inoculations which have targeted their immune systems and, in fact, their higher critical thinking abilities. It's only those now who have the knowledge and who have lived long enough who can pass this wisdom on. And that will be forbidden very shortly. The bills that were passed, at least the executive orders that were passed recently in the United States and other countries, are now getting rather heavy. They want to confiscate the property and assets of anyone speaking out against this war agenda of the governments. The same technique that was used in the Soviet Union is now being used here. In the Soviet Union, they called it anti-government propaganda. Anyone accused of it lost all they had. And those who seized their property, the police forces, the military forces, etc., sold it off and split the loot, the same laws that we already have in the Western world. Because the Soviet model was the trial bed, that was a big laboratory, which were to be used on a much larger scale, the scale of the whole world, in fact. Mikhail Gorbachev, when he was still the president of the Soviet Union, gave his last speech to the Politburo, which has been published. You'll find it if you go back into the archives of the Toronto Sun, under Eric Margolis, who was the reporter. Read that speech, because he said to the Politburo that you will shortly hear of the end of communism. Don't believe it, he said. We're moving on to the next phase. The next phase, of course, is the merger with capitalism, which it was intended to do from the very outset. He said that the end result would be something not quite communist and not quite capitalist. What he was referring to was a system of fascism at the top, with the bulk of the populace run by a bureaucracy of in a communist type manner. That's what we have now. That is the UN agenda. The United Nations was set up to take over eventually as a form of global government. So the young people should stop beating their heads against the brick wall and wondering why they're so lonely. They can't get relationships. They can't get relationships because everyone now is dysfunctional. They're trying to emulate a style that's gone out of style. It's old-fashioned. It's gone. Because the genders have been under attack for 100 years or more to split them up to make sure that the family unit could not survive. Government wants to be able to talk directly down to you as the individual with a television screen in your house one day, telling you what to do. And you look around for those around you, your friends, relatives, to come around and stand beside you. Well, they won't be there. They won't be there. That is why they had to destroy the family unit, because the family unit is still the embryo, the last vestige of a tribal unit. It gives people cause to stand up for other things and perhaps sometimes disobey government. The same type of inconvenience they found with the religions, which had served the elite so well for thousands of years to make the people obey, but religion still had something in it which they couldn't dispose of completely, and that was that you had the choice ultimately of obeying a tyrant king or obeying your god, and that was a real nuisance to the elite, so they had to destroy religion too. It had served its purpose well for the majority, but it still had that little embryo there, that little spark of disobedience when there's a clash between government's wishes and the laws of your God. whichever god that happened to be. Margaret Thatcher, in her world tour, the tour which was called the New World Order, spoke at Massey Hall about this, about the coming wars in the early 90s, and she said it would be against religious fundamentalists. Now, she meant the Muslims, of course, but she also meant all religionists, and that meant all fundamental religionists. That's Catholic and Protestant and Jews and Muslims, everyone. The only ones that would be exempt were the passive ones, like Buddhism, because it falls right in line, Buddhism, with the new agenda for the UN of an evolutionary kind of religion. Evolution is not incompatible with Buddhism or even Hinduism. You'll find evolution came from Hinduism because that was always the higher religion of the mystery religion. In Hinduism, they start off with the primordial slime and amoebas and things that grow out of it, simply evolving through the will of Brahma to become something better and better. They actually call this evolution becoming. It's called becoming. Freemasonry is modeled after Hinduism. And Charles Darwin's whole theory, which was just taken from his grandfather before him, on the theory of evolution, was a reiteration, a public reiteration, of the higher Freemasonic religion that already existed. It was an expose of it. It was also intended to be the first step to de-secretize human beings, to get them to start to give up their thinking that they were something special, that life was something special, that others around you were sacred in a way, since everything was made by some great creator. Once you threw that out the window and put yourself in line with the animals, it was much easier to control you and justify why they were controlling you. You had less rights than to stand up for and say, wait a minute, I'm a human being. I'm a creation. No, you're just a fluke of nature. That's all you are, they tell you. And you believe it, and you've just thrown away the only defense you ever had against them. When we begin to kill at any extreme, whether it's the very young or the very old, and they always go for the weaker ones first, and we accept that as a culture, how can we possibly stand up to the elite when they say, well, there's just too many of you, you're inconvenient, you're in the way. We have no arguments, we have no leg to stand on. And that was their planning all along. In academia, many topics are allowed to be discussed, which cannot be discussed in public. And I understand why not, because some of the topics are so emotive, people could become violent over them. In academia, you must become, to an extent, dispassionate and stand above and look at something from the outside. Just look at the effects, as the elite themselves do and their think tanks do. When you start at the abortion end of the scale, for many, many reasons, inconvenience, can't afford them, again, there's economics for you, or the very fact that you have promiscuity or whatever it happens to be, the fact is, if you kill off life because it's just unwanted at the moment, or it can't be afforded at the moment, how can we stand up when they start killing off the elderly or want to kill off all the rest of the useless eaters that don't have factories anymore, they don't have the economies anymore, we're excess population. We've lost our ground for our arguments. And this was a cleverly planned agenda to make this so. Ancient religions, long before they were tampered with so heavily for political reasons, always reinforced that the sacredness of life, knowing that if it was thrown out the window, hell would break loose by controllers. And the worst tragedy is today we're so selfish, so incredibly selfish in the me generation. We don't care about other people. We don't care what's happening to other people, whether it's wedding parties in Iraq who get bombed from the air by mistake, supposedly, or people dying because they can't afford medical treatment. And all of these things in this great society, that most advanced society we've ever had, we're told, the most progressed society, if we don't care about these people, then believe you me, the big eating machine that goes around chomping at people will come round to your door in the end. You can't escape it. I'll be back with more after these messages.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
I'm Alan Watts, filling in for Charles Giuliani. I generally go into much more deep topics. to try and show the public that everything they take for granted is not only a lie, but a projected lie, a planned lie, a thought-out lie, a thought-out reality, in fact. We are molded into our way of thinking. If you look at original thinking, I was mentioning psychiatry just before. Original thinking is that it happens to feelings and your emotions. As soon as you go into educational, original thinking is discouraged. And then you're given ready-made thoughts put right into your heads. It's easy to do with young children. And young children are very curious about the world, very curious. They want to know why things work, why things are the way they are. They want to see it from different points of view. They'll ask questions. You'll think they're annoying you. They're not really. They're looking at different aspects of the same topic. They want to know for themselves. They want to know truth as well. Because if you know truth, it's the safest way to orientate themselves in a strange world, a world that has power in it, which they sense. They're not taken seriously, and no matter where this attitude takes them, if it takes the form of a disrespect, of the subtle, even condescension, which is usual towards all who have no power, such as young children or older sick people. But they're taught in school primarily to accept ready-made thought, ready-made answers, standardized answers, and that's the key to all of this, is standardization. In the higher Masonic traditions, they talk about the standard. The standard is the flag that's put into a hole in the ground at the beginning of battles. That means that the land have taken over, or shortly will take over, is going to be standardized under their system. They are standardizing the whole planet right now under one system. They have decided that all of the junk genes, which the commoners are made up of, apparently, have no chance to evolve any further. And that all of those who've evolved to the highest levels are already in positions of power, or at least helping those in positions of power. Darwin and others even discussed the possibility of this happening. This religion of theirs called evolution. H.G. Wells, a man who put a lot of non-fiction works out there, disclosed a lot of their thoughts. He was a worker for them. He also admired Plato's Republic, which he called the blueprint for the coming utopia, this utopia of the elites. You'll find this particular book is mentioned often with many of the big players in this agenda. I'll be back after the following messages.
It's true.